So after this dissolution, let us take four elements. Here we got four elements. If all these four elements join together, remain as a bundle because of so many energies, binding factors maintained. So, but this bundle never remains forever like this without changing. So, changing, 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 then decaying, 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 after that, disintegrating, dissolve. After this dissolution, that object which appeared as human beings or plants or whatever it may be, no more. We say death. For living beings, we use the word death. What does it mean? Death means all those existing things disintegrated, then absorbed into the same original form of energy. Here four elements, heat energy, wind or motion, then solidity, tangible things here, then fluid. But their original forms, when we analyze, in the end we can see only energies, no elements. So these four elements absorb into the original form of energy. That is not the end of it. What about the mental energies? No one can destroy energies. These disintegrated or the departed mental energies, there are so many ingredients, so many categories, so many mental faculties in that mental energy. People do not know how to analyze it. These departed mental energies again absorb into the same original energies which we introduce as elements. So the energies and energies join together. They have magnetic power, gravity. When the combination takes place, then these things transform into elements, matters, then they are. Then the formation takes place again. See the way how Buddha has explained. When you compare the scientific analysis, exactly the same. So this world or the earth, this globe where we exist, also subject to this universal characteristic of impermanency, changes, decay and dissolution. Don't think this will remain forever. And the belief that some people maintain, when the God gets angry, he will destroy. All these are mythological beliefs. In Hinduism also, there's one particular God called Ishwar. Three gods, creator and sustainer, who maintain, who look after, and destroyer. three powerful gods, three murti, like Trinity in Christianity. Trinity, three gods, creator, and in the end destroyer. To them also there is a god to destroy this. The Buddha did not accept all these beliefs. He knew all these are mythological beliefs. He pointed out these things are natural occurrences. Since people cannot understand how these things take place, they refer to God and devils and ghosts and this and that. Anicca, then the second item is dukkha. Dukkha we always interpret as suffering. It is not suffering. When certain ingredients, different groups and elements and energies join together, friction always takes place. Because of this friction among these elements and energies and energies, a frame exists. A figure exists. Formation can be seen. Now when we take a torch light and do like this, you know, very rapidly, you can see one big round of light. When we stop it, we cannot see that round. No. So all these things appear as a figure because of that friction. So rapidly this friction takes place, we don't feel it, we cannot understand. Mind changes more rapidly than the element in the physical body. In Abhidhamma it is mentioned, when 17 times the mental energies change, physical body only once. See how rapidly mind changes. When you study biology, it's only recently, after their scientific discoveries, they realize how changes take place. Our blood group and cells and so many things exist only for a short period and disappear and again reappear. But when you analyze correctly, every fraction of a second changes take place. Birth and death and birth and death and birth and death. Every second. Mind dies, appears. Dies, appears. Physical body dies, appears. Dies, appears. It takes place so rapidly, we don't feel. Because again, all these things join together, millions times within few seconds. So we are dying and we reborn every second. But when complete dissolution takes place, when there is no more binding factor, then collapse. At that time we see our death. Earlier we never thought. But lot of indications, signals, signs appear, how changes and decaying and many other things take place. Our hair, our teeth, our skin, then our eyes and ears, sight and hearing. When you grow old, why these things change? That means going on decaying, changing. Get ready to disintegrate, getting ready. In simple language, having rehearsal. Having earlier, we are having rehearsal to get ready for that. We are not ready to face facts. We always maintain self-hypocrisy. We don't like to talk about death. Especially Chinese New Year is very, very near, so we should not talk about death because we never die. Now this is the mentality. So we are all hypocrites. We are not ready to face facts. That is why we have to suffer. If you know how to face facts, we can avoid so many kind of superstitious belief and fear and worries that we believe that charms and black magics and this and that, because not ready to face facts. When the Buddha says like this, people say he is a pessimistic teacher who always talk about ill of our life. It is not that. This is the fact. This is what is happening actually. That is why we are not happy. So, dukkha means that unsatisfactoriness that we experience in our mind because of these changes. That is called dukkha. When a young girl who maintained very good complexion, nice features, very serene face, one day come to know the complexion is fading away, the skin also drying, the unhappiness, unpleasant feeling, worry, that is called dukkha. Because of these changes, the worries and miseries and unhappiness that we create in our mind is called dukkha. We never analyze in this. Occasionally we get headache, backache, toothache and this and that. It's unnatural. Then in the end, anatta. The belief that people maintain, in the end, there must be something to remain forever without changing. Permanent entity. Every religion very strongly believes this. We like to have immortal life. We like to have a place where we never die. Never fall sick, never grow old. This is a daydream, because there is no such place. If existence takes place, that existence is subject to changes, decay and dissolution. You can create your own paradise in your mind, but by nature it is impossible. You create that in your mind. because of your grief. You want to console, you want to satisfy that strong craving that you want to live. Here the Buddha says, the belief that there will be something to remain somewhere, either in heaven or nirvana or in hell or anywhere, without changing, is a wrong concept. These are the three universal characteristics. The whole universe is subject to these three. So now that this world exists, we can see how changes take place. We can see how certain things are going on decaying and decaying and decaying. And one day, all these elements and energies that remain as were disintegrate. It is natural. After this disintegration, dissolution, as I mentioned earlier, that dispersed particles turn into or gone back to their own energies, never disappear, because there is nothing to disappear. Formation disappears. The object which appeared disappears. But after this dissolution, the energies which were absorbed into the same group never disappear. Then there will be a dark period. No life, no earth, no plant life, nothing. Another period. And after sometimes, again, all those dispersed particles, energies, gravity, magnetic power contribute to accumulate dispersed particles. Then go on, going on accumulating, 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 accumulating. Nobody knows how many millions or billions or trillions of years. Somehow or the other, one day, again the formation takes place. Again the appearance takes place. But this is only one particular world, globe or planet. The whole universe never disappears at once, remember. Within one galaxy, there may be millions of stars or planets. Always you can see, if you study, they appear, decay, disappear. Some of them appear, disappear, appear, disappear. And this is one of them. I think you have seen the picture taken from the moon. This earth, this globe, exactly look like moon. Nobody believed that this is the earth. The picture was taken from the moon. So this is a small planet which going on floating, 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 moving, rotating here, there. And all the others also. So when one planet disappears and so many others again exist and reappear, when those things disappear and decay, so many others exist and reappear. That is why the Buddha says the universe is infinite. That is why he says there is neither beginning nor end. Always exists, always disappears, forever exists and disappears. So, what the Buddha says here, he divided one world, one globe into four periods as world cycle, from the beginning, from the appearance up to the end, destruction. One world cycle. And within this one world cycle, he says, sometimes only one Buddha appears. Within certain world cycle, only two. He says, within this world cycle, four Buddha have already appeared. Kapusanga, Konagama, Kashyapa, Gautama. Last, Sakyamuni, Buddha, last, but not the last. And another Buddha will appear before the end of this world cycle. Five. Why it is like this? There is nobody to create Buddha, produce Buddha. By using our own effort, energies, knowledge, and observing all the precepts and virtues and good qualities, by sacrificing pleasure, craving, anxieties, attachment, by serving others, by eradicating all the human weaknesses, mental impurities and defilements, when the mind is completely purified, perfect, when all the great virtues, the qualities fulfilled, when eradications of all the evil thoughts are completed, now that person is ready, perfect, to be perfect, to gain enlightenment. He has summarized this. Abhinyaya abhinyata. Bhāve tadvañca bhāvita, pahātabvaṁ pahīna, tasmā buddho vibhrātma. Here the Buddha, the qualities or the qualifications of a Buddha. When a person understood everything here in this universe, when a person completely eradicated all the bad habits and evil thoughts from the mind, when a person practiced all the great virtues and the qualities in this world, then that person is called the Buddha. Now you can understand why the Buddhas are here. But today, we can produce any number of Buddhas. We have millions of Buddhas created by our own mind. And we introduce our Buddha is more powerful than the other Buddha. New Buddhas. All are human imagination. because they cannot understand what are the qualities, qualifications, virtues, knowledge, wisdom, enlightenment of a Buddha. Now, because of this question, I explain the nature of existence, the nature of life, the nature of Buddha, and how they appear, and who they are, and why Buddhas are very rare, and Buddhas can appear at any time if they are ready. The Buddhahood is not confined or reserved by particular group, son of God or the messengers of God, prophets, not reserved only for such people. Anyone can become a Buddha, the man or woman, but that person must be a human being. But a Buddha cannot appoint another person to become Buddha. A doctor cannot appoint his son to become a doctor. A lawyer cannot appoint his son to become a lawyer if they have not studied the subject. In the same manner, if we are not ready, there is nobody in this world who can make us Buddha. So we have to work individually. And some people say we are all bodhisattvas. By nature we are not bodhisattvas. But we can become bodhisattvas. Remember, if we really work, we can become bodhisattvas. Then we can become Buddha, not monopolized or confined only to one particular group. We have to work very hard. Right. What is the next question? Number five. The karma, the karmic effect, by using our effort or through bribery and corruptions and all sort of things, we could manage to escape after committing evil, after creating bad karma. And so he wants to know whether we will be free from the bad effect or not. Now this is also an interesting one. The nature of karma, whether we can escape from our own karma or not. So next Friday.